ganja, joint, doobie, do, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, loveboat, bud, Buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in.
Indeed. Welcome along to 95 BFM. Chris Fowley. How's it going, mate?
G'day. Good, good.
Like some sort of marijuana oracle, you have predicted that there would be a referendum in 2020 and it would be binding. And it has come to pass.
It has indeed. I am the oracle of good weed. It was the only obvious, or you know, the only credible kind of option. And this has been the big news, of course, for people who don't know. The government has announced Andrew Little, the Minister of Justice, who's the minister in charge of these things.
Old man Andrew, by the way,
he's awesome.
He goes to WOMAD. I've seen him at WOMAD.
Has he got glasses on these days?
I don't know what he's wearing today.
I find him more personable when he's got his glasses on. Okay. I don't like the contact. I don't like the contact, Andrew. I like the glasses, Andrew. I like Clark Kent, not Superman. You know what I mean?
Intriguing.
That's right.
That says more about you than him.
Definitely. 100%.
He's announced. So finally, they did promise an announcement before Christmas, and they have. So the cannabis referendum will be held, as expected, at the next election, 2020. Not as a separate referendum, it will be held at the election and it will be binding. So what we'll be voting on will be enacted. And of course, when you think about the coalition agreement, that really was the only real option that was ever going to happen. So not quite such an oracle. It's kind of common sense. It was always going to happen. And all this discussion around it potentially happening in 2019 or not be binding or whatever, it was just never really going to happen. So that's awesome. We have a timetable now that we can work to. It's tight. And that does a couple of things. It affects the way that we'll be running the campaign, and it also affects the way that the law will be developed, right?
Because when you say campaign, is this the campaign for what is the question going to be?
Well, that is part of the campaign, yeah, because that's the interesting thing about the announcement. So they've announced that the two things that were more or less certain, which was that it would be at the election in 2020 and it would be binding, and they haven't announced the thing that no one knew, which was the question. But so, well, ironically, that's the bit that is written into the coalition agreement, right? Is the question. But of course, no one is expecting that to be the actual question. So the coalition agreement says, have a referendum on legalizing the personal use of cannabis, right? That's what the coalition agreement says, right? Now, if that was going to be the question in the referendum, this is crucial. This is a key learning from what they've announced and what they've said and what they haven't said, right? The very fact that they haven't announced a question confirms that it will not be what is in the coalition agreement. Right, because that if it was, they would have just said it, right? So that is like the minimum point. That's what they agreed to a year ago among those governing parties. Now things have moved on. They're obviously going to ask a question that's a bit more progressive.
Right.
So that's really cool news in itself. And the fact that it's not set in stone is also really good. That gives us the next few months, and literally just the next few months, to work that out. If you step back from the 2020 election, the Electoral Commission takes 6 to 8 months to work their stuff out. A bill to go through Parliament to create the referendum will take about 12 to 18 months. So really, you've got to write that bill by about March or April.
It's kind of like real-life Jeopardy, though. This question, the answer before the question, kind of strange situation.
Kind of, yeah. Well, we know what the answer will be is yes, because they're not going to put up a referendum that loses. So I'm sure that the government will be doing some...
That's right, we know the answer, but we just need to construct the question. That's what's interesting.
They'll be doing polling and that leading up to it that means they will only put forward a question they know will win, right? They're not going to put forward a question to lose. Mm. They're not going to risk that, both for themselves politically, but also for cannabis law reform. It will be a real setback. So it will be a question that wins. We know that.
So you're saying it's might how be progressive it will too be. Conservative. Is this what you're kind of getting at?
Yeah, and I think that what they agreed to a year ago was that too conservative position. That's just legalizing use. And legalizing use is great. That's awesome. Of course we want that, but it doesn't resolve all the issues of the illicit market. It doesn't create an age limit. It doesn't take it out of the hands of organized crime. It doesn't give you any tax revenue. It doesn't do a whole bunch of things. Mm. So, and the world has moved on. Canada has legalized. I think that's the kind of model that people want to be discussing. And so this is a really good thing, I think, that we've got the next few months to really have that kind of discussion and have that influence in the bill they put forward. But I think they will also leave that bill fairly open, and the public will get their main say during the select committee process for that bill.
So
that creates the referendum.
do you believe there should be a legal market for adults to purchase cannabis? You're not going to see a question like that.
Oh, I think you might. It will be a law that is enacted by the vote. So the law will have to go through Parliament first. So it will have to be designed in the first half of next year. It will have to start going through Parliament and then over that next year. And then at the end of 2020 in the election, we'll be voting, will that law take effect? And we'll know exactly what it is. It will all be worked out. And so we've got a kind of a high level influence at the moment over the next few months, over the summer break, where if people, you know, make contact with their MPs and just really join in the discussion over what the general shape of that bill should be, then that's going to help influence, you know, the beginning of it, as I say, the general shape, and then there'll be more detailed submissions you'll be able to have while that bill's going through Parliament.
Do you know any more about whether or not euthanasia is going to be included in the same referendum?
Well, that hasn't been agreed yet, but if it is to be held, it will be. And so really it's, well, does David Seymour's bill get passed beforehand and then there's no need for a referendum, or does it happen? But that's actually a New Zealand First coalition agreement, so, you know, we expect it probably will be.
These referendums happen via post, don't they?
No, this will be during the general election, so you'll be going in at the same time.
And if, let's say, National wins the election or whatever, will that fuck up like going forward all this?
No, because it'll be binding. Yeah, so cool. That's the other thing. So even if the government changes, it will still be enacted. It will still happen.
Sweet. And there's no way they can make that absolute jerk scenario if everyone is going down
the
road.
I think they would take it as a personal win. You know, the National Party, that people, they're like, the people have voted. They want marijuana and they want National. Yes! You know?
Well, it kind of takes the politics out, because by being binding, even if they don't agree with it, they just have to go along with it. And, you know, they don't have to support something that they or argue for something that they're not into. It's all just enacting the will of the people. So,
good ass.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the big thing. But meanwhile, what also happened, though, was so last week, if we cut all the way back to last week when we were doing the medical cannabis bill, and which was a very historic, momentous occasion,
And
the Governor General signed it on Monday, so that's law, that's taken effect. That legal defence for people undergoing palliative care, about 25,000 patients at least, that's in effect right now. And there's other changes that have gone into effect around CBD and licensing and things, and then the full scheme gets rolled out in a year. But the National Party keeps saying this is decriminalisation by stealth and just all these ridiculous arguments. Well, the government actually, the very next day, was just like, well, here's decriminalisation in your face. It's not by stealth. So they are directing the police to not prosecute the use or possession of any drug.
Yeah,
all
stop
drugs.
Cluttering up the jails with people get caught in a system and they're kind of, it's a shit time for everyone.
It's very close to a kind of Portugal model, and it's saying if a therapeutic approach is a better option, or you know, the public good wouldn't be served, you know, then don't do it.
Compassion's coming back a little bit.
How far away is a legal market for absolutely everything, Chris?
Oh, well, I'm not sure that there should be, but let's just start with cannabis and you know, take it from there. But I'm personally not one that advocates for the other drugs being sold in shops, but there's certainly
I feel like doctors should have everything at their disposal.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
If it's going to make you better,
if it's in a medical context, that's one thing. Yeah. And if doctors are able to access a wider array of things to help people get off things, that's awesome.
Especially natural stuff like psilocybin and things like that. I mean, if you can help depression and all sorts of things like that, we should be looking into it. I mean, obviously the Chinese have been doing all sorts of herbal medicine for years. Thousands of years, actually, fair to say. Yeah. So it's interesting that the West has just divorced all that for synthetic stuff.
Well, we're getting back there. We're getting back there. Actually, there was an alert that came out today, just speaking of synthetics, and one of the dangers of unregulated markets is a report came out by Normal in the USA, finding synthetic cannabinoids and other weird things in CBD products in America. So this went out and tested at a laboratory.
Just to acting as a THC situation, like this will buzz them out a little bit kind of thing.
Yeah, they found THC in them too, and just wildly varying dosages compared to what was on the packet. So it's just, you know, the kind of half-assed approach doesn't quite work. You know, it's fine if people to grow their own and produce their own, that's great, they know what they're doing, or they at least know there's variability, but when you're buying a product, it should have in it what's on the label.
Right on.
You know, be careful out there ordering things on the net.
Hey Chris, I think that's us for this year, and we come back next year strong and ready to see how we see this situation through to the bloody end.
Can we say a big thank you from BFM your support coming up here and chatting to us. It's been wonderful to have you with us.
Grab a sticker if you like. They're just at the front desk.
Oh, a sticker.
Help yourself, mate.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. No, thank you. Thanks for having me. I do appreciate it, you know, being able to bring the news to people or get behind the headlines on that, because there's a lot of misinformation out there.
Agreed. So,
yeah, it's an important role that we're doing here.
I think so. Muddling around, eh? We're doing something.
And if anyone is still lacking a certain Christmas gift for that someone special, they can head up to the hemp store, which is up there on K Road, and grab something for you.
Get them a grinder.
They might even see me there. That's right.
Sick.
All right. Cheers, guys.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.